Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back. Toby and I were throwing the football during the breakout here in Ashburn. And I said to him, I mean, there were just 8,000 gnats like flying around my face where we're at by the
tents. Why was C.J. Abrams there?
That's what was funny. I was like, dude, the gnats have been awful lately. And then we both looked at each other, and I was like, and the bugs are bad here, too.
And the bugs are bad, as they've lost, you know, 15 to 21.
Rough go of it for the lads.
Yeah.
6-15 in those games. But let's get into Paul Toboni with the Junkies today. He had his weekly Wednesday appointment on the morning show, and they asked him on why now, the move from second to second base from shortstop for C.J. Abrams.
You know, Blake and I, this has been a series of conversations over the course of the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And what Blake and I talk a lot about is like, hey, we always want to do what's best for the organization. But, you know, I said it yesterday, like we also don't want to be one of these organizations that does it without, care and empathy for the player.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, the bottom line is like CJ's been a shortstop his whole life. It's a huge part of, you know, his identity as a baseball player. And so, while, hey, like we think it makes us a better team right now, that doesn't mean we just decide to roll with it and shove it down his throat. We obviously want to have conversations about it over time. And I'll say it, like, CJ has been freaking awesome. Like, when we had those meetings, he's been great. He's asked great questions. He's, I think he's understood everything. But yeah, like, man, there's a part of this that, hey, when this move is made, it upsets you a little bit, because it's a huge part of who he is.
Right.
But what I will say is like how he's handled, being upset has been great. Like he said it to us. He's like, yeah, man, I'm not thrilled about this, but at the same time, like, listen, I get it. It's about the team. It's about the Nationals. And, so let's go.
That's Paul Toboni on the Junkies. It's weird to me, by the way, the lineup just came out. He's at shortstop again today. So they make this announcement where, by the way, it was not like someone found out or a reporter.
Right, it wasn't discovered, yeah.
Yeah, went through an agent or something and asked. Like, Butera came out and brought it up and said, we're moving C.J. Abrams to second base. And now, almost a week later, not quite, but several games later, he hasn't played second base yet. And the thought was, after he took more ground balls there into the weekend and then he DH'd yesterday, today was going to be the day where he got his first call at second. But he's still at short. I have to wonder if that's just a continuation of it not going well in the negotiation with him to move to second. I mean, there's not a whole lot he can do about it. They'll just write his name on the lineup card. But you heard Toboni there, Danny. They don't want to make it a, you're moving to second base. Sorry about your luck. That they're trying to do this in a way that works for him, that he can be okay with. So maybe there's still some talking him into it happening. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. And again, you know, they always, it's a different lineup for everybody, a righty, a lefty, a guy that throws sinkers, a guy that throws sliders, a guy that throws splits and changes and screwballs.
But the guy that would be playing short's a switch hitter.
I know. But
it's not like it should matter who's right or lefty on the mound whether or not he moves over.
Right, doesn't matter to me. But again, maybe that's because I'm just making this up, but because they want 10 in the lineup, that means that, you know, a certain cascading effect happens and Abrams ends up at shortstop more. I don't know the answer because, again, we're not finding out. It's like if this had gone, like, you know, swimmingly, so to speak, would he already be at second base? Or is it still like, hey, he's probably needs a couple more days to take some ground balls over there, turn some double plays and work on positioning and getting off the ball and, in terms of jumps, because it's a mirror image of what you've been used to your entire life. You can do it, but it's not natural for a little while. It takes a second to build some of those instincts. So if the point was, yeah, he probably needs a week of taking ground balls there and getting some situations in pregame work, very reasonable to me. But I'm with you. It's odd that announcement made, still hasn't played second. I don't know.
I feel like you make that announcement when, like, that night he's going to be playing second base.
Me too.
That's the weird disconnect. And, again, that's just my own read on it. Maybe they don't care to have it that way, and there's nothing to see here. But it feels to me like you have the conversation with him, and then at the last possible moment, you shine the light on it, let everyone know about it, because otherwise people would just show up to the ballpark and see him listed at second, and it's a major story. So you get out ahead of it a little bit, you know, at your 2:30, 3 o'clock press conference or whatever, and you say, hey, just so you guys know, CJ's going to be playing some second. We're playing him there today. Here's why. But to have that presser I'm not blaming Butera. It's just I'm intrigued by the fact that it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
It's almost like you gave a one-week warning to everybody that it was going to happen. This was Toboney with the Junkies talking about what hasn't worked at shortstop with C.J. Abrams, who's been one of the worst defensive players at the position over the last several seasons.
First of all, I'll say like he has made strides, but I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, a lot of it is throwing, and CJ is so darn athletic. He gets to balls out the like outer edges of his range.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about syncing up his top and bottom half and delivering throws on target. And so, we think that playing second base will ease that burden for him. But at the same time, a piece of this is like, you guys have seen us play the infield, being able to, and you saw it last night, like being able to play him at shortstop. And, with CJ at time, let's say whenever it ends up being the next week, the combination of those two guys, those two positions, I think will lead us to a better position than how we're currently constructed.
Yeah, they're a better team with Nassim Nunez playing short, gobbling everything up, making a bunch more plays, and Abrams playing second, there's no doubt. I just come back to the timing of doing this. The games were more important a month ago,
mm-hmm.
like way more important. So it would have helped you to do that a month ago, but it wasn't on the table. And I guess the last thing I want is someone to listen to this who's a Nats fan and think that I'm anti-moving C.J. Abrams. I've been wanting to move C.J. Abrams off shortstop since the offseason. Like, I was here for it at any point. I am just really curious about the timing. It is not really – it's just strange to me. I haven't heard a good reason as to why not 2 months ago, why not this offseason, why now. But every day was the right way to do it as far as I'm concerned, because it's a position that he's just now – we now know. We have enough data. Like, it's not going to work there.
Yep. And I think you said it very well. To me, the baseball decision was correct to do this every day – this entire process, if we did out of spring training, right? So, like, we didn't have a definitive as to why it wasn't happening. In this case, like, why is he staying at short? And it was up to conjecture, right? Now, they're not going to come out and say, yep, we're trying to build his trade value to ship him out of here. That's certainly not what the plan was. You know, maybe the plan was, hey, we need to see if he can play short. I think these guys are too smart, quite frankly, to have been under the illusion, or delusion, rather, that this was an everyday shortstop at the highest levels of Major League Baseball. I think they knew already, but for whatever reason, they said, okay, let's give him a chance. Let's not rock the apple cart to let him hit, and he certainly has. I mean, he's been among the best offensive players in the sport. That's not just among shortstops. It's among anybody, and you don't want to disrupt it while that's happening. Now that the games are less meaningful, maybe we can flip this switch. But, yeah, from a baseball perspective, this has been the right call for a long, long time. Just that, as you said, the timing of it is curious, and we're kind of left to wonder. And Toboney, I think, has done a really good job of, sort of answering the question without answering it, and pumping up CJ and making it seem like, no, he's not pouting, he's not pissed off any more than you should be when you're, what do you want to call it, demoted or changed or told that, the thing that you do and have always identified as, is it good enough for this baseball team right now? That's hard to hear, I think, for anybody, any competitor, any alpha that has gotten to this point, thinking your bleep don't stink. Because that's what you have to do to get to the major leagues. You have to believe that you are, even though you're 0-15, you're going to be 1-16 the next time you come to the plate. It's the only way you could survive in this cutthroat, miserable failure sport. And he's done that. And now that's kind of part of that's been taken away. That's an adjustment. Why now is the question I don't know how much money I'd pay, but I'd pay some.
A lot of these shows become football heavy during training camp. Understandably, I'm sitting out here at Ashburn's facility, and the team's getting ready for preseason game two. But I want to give a little runway here for Nats fans. We can open up the phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I guess first, do you like the idea to move C.J. Abrams off shortstop, move him to second, play Nassim Nunez at short, who's the better defender, for the foreseeable future, and hopefully get Seaver King to the show, who's been killing the ball here over the last couple weeks, sooner rather than later? And then the other question would be, are you surprised that it hasn't happened yet? Like, to me, when you make this kind of move, this is not just a, hey, we're putting you at second today. He's got to sign off on it a little bit. I don't mean moving over. That already happens in this meeting. But he's got to tell you I'm ready. He's got to say, put me at second base, write me down. I got the work I need. I feel good about it. And maybe that hasn't happened yet. But does that not happen because he wants more ground balls to feel comfortable? Or does that not happen because he doesn't want to play the position, and maybe that just lingers for two more weeks? And the, you make this announcement, and then he's not at second base yet. I mean, it just seems odd that each day we're waiting for the lineup to come out to see 2B next to him, and he continues to play short. But we'll get some thoughts from listeners on that. 800-636-1067. G&D on the Fan.